Hold on, yo, it's the fucking bread route, and yo, we in fucking motion, yo.
We in motion, yo. What's good? Many minds in the
Tito
building.
Tito Grams, many minds.
Four bricks.
What Maximilian. Maximilian.
In the building. What's good,
yo,
y'all?
We've been doing real good. Shout out to all the listeners. We hit 10K listeners. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We hit 10K listeners.
Beautiful thing.
I just stuffed the biggest blunt.
This year for him.
I did this a few times this year.
Oh, not on session though.
Not on the bread route though.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
This is the first on the bread route.
Yeah. Okay.
We're toast.
Blessed. All right.
So we obviously
condone the bullshit.
Yeah, we don't condone the bullshit.
That's what's up. Mm.
So we bring up something really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I want all my 90s heads. 80s, nah, 80s babies. 80s babies.
70s,
80s. 80s babies.
Let's 70s. All right. If we got some of those too, because you never know.
80s, 90s. I would say 80s, 90s babies. 80s, 90s babies.
Yeah, because they grew up in the era. Okay.
80s, 90s babies. All right.
All right.
Ooh, wee. Mm-hmm. Look at this.
Go ahead.
Monroe Big Blunts. Me not even roll this, me stuff it.
Yo, we trash, man. Blessing, man. But yeah, get back to it.
All right, so you get back to it. There used to be these.
No.
We have to
get back to the whole point of.
All right, so I stuffed this blunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
With some bud. How much bud you think was in there? About an eighth, maybe? No.
Nah.
A little bit more than an eighth. Maybe like 4 or 5 grams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to.
Not crack it open.
I took out the tobacco from the blunt. And I restuffed it with the bud.
A cigarillo godfather.
A swisher sweet godfather.
Stuffed the swisher.
Stuffed it. Right? Mm-hmm. So I said, imagine if they created a tube, like a plastic tube, that you kind of stuff with the bud the same way you stuffed the cigar. But in this case, you're able to crack the plastic in the middle so that the bud is compressed into the shape of the cigar already, right? And then you take it out of the plastic and proceed to roll on another.
Yeah, I got you.
On a flat surface tobacco leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And then roll it like that so that it's already compressed. Because when you put the bud in your preferred, whether it's a backwood, you got to spread it out. You got to compress it, get it right. Because some people, like, they'll buy a Dutch or a Philly and, like, straight up cut it in half. Like, they don't like all the paper.
Right.
But they'll put an eighth in that shit.
Yeah, shorty fats. That's what they're rolling.
So instead of doing that, put the bud in the plastic, compress it, and then you just put it in the blunt, and it's already, the job is done for you. That's what I said. That's my little invention.
And then that's when I was saying that somewhat like, remember when we were younger, they used to have these candies, these little wax candy sticks.
Yes. Oh, it was wax.
I believe it used to be like 5 in a pack.
Mm-hmm.
Five or four in a pack, something like that. It's different flavors. So I said to him, I'm like, yo, that'd be kind of dope because it'd be similar to use that same material. Yeah, to use that same material and that type of style to do it. I was like, something similar to that, you know, just on the idea.
And but, I said, but how long you used to chew on them shits?
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? After he said that, I'm like, yo, we used to chew on that shit for a long time, but yo, what if that shit was poison? Or what if that shit was some type of shit?
How do we know? That wasn't FDA approved.
Yeah, that was some shit that there was.
That was definitely not FDA approved.
That shit could have fucked us up, man. Because that shit was probably only found in a local area.
I used to chew on them shits for a minute.
That was fucking wax, my nigga. Like
I couldn't get past that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I never even got to taste what the flavor was inside.
You just fucked the wax up because the wax smelled like fucking crayon. That wax and shit.
I couldn't, like I can't eat
that Twizzlers. Shit. Was not we were not supposed to chew on that shit.
It fucks my head up when it don't taste how I smell.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a straw on steroids.
That shit was like...
It was like a straw, because you know, as a kid, you like to chew on straws and shit. Mm-hmm. That wax shit was like... Why? It wasn't bad.
Nah, it wasn't, but just the thought of us doing that now. You know what I mean? Think about that, yo. We don't know what was in those fucking capsules, yo.
Boy, that shit could have not even been juice. That shit could have been straight hormone killers.
It wasn't. It could have just been fucking... Man, you see how they flavored that medicine?
That shit could have been fucking up our chemical balance.
That shit could have gave us everything. Yeah, we got a way to get them, Bob. Dr. Nokia, put it in the sweets.
300 of these, and these little motherfuckers that have fucking...
Yeah, let's put these over here.
Diabetes.
Yep.
Yeah. Because that's what they used to say about the sodas. The CNC, like, yo, don't drink that shit. That shit... That's what I remember they used to say.
Yeah, yeah. Word grams.
That's what I remember CNC. I never drink CNC soda because of that shit.
If you didn't drink CNC, it doesn't mean just because you didn't have that on the can, it didn't mean you ain't drink that shit.
Well, no, I understand. I drink Pepsi. Probably even worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but I stopped drinking Pepsi. I don't drink Pepsi no more.
All soda, all of that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm guilty of it because every now and again I'll drink a ginger ale. You know what I'm saying?
I like ginger ale.
But, you know, and I know...
It's not caffeine, but it's sugary.
No, but it's still, man, all that shit still in it.
Nah.
Yeah, it is.
Nah.
Yeah, it is.
If it don't say it's in it, it's not in it, bro.
Man, you don't believe that shit.
I believe that.
Right. You better make
it. Man, this shit right here is hit 10, my guy. Water.
Right. I want to tackle the gorilla in the room.
Go ahead.
The gorilla in the room.
The gorilla in the room.
That's new.
Gorilla in the room. Go for it.
That Meek Mill shit you just showed me.
Yeah.
I personally feel like...
I'm sorry to cut you off. Because people don't... You know, we got other... Get on topic. We're talking, but let's tell people what's going on. So okay. We watched a clip about Meek Mill...
Mm-hmm.
Driving through the streets of Atlanta, stopping at a light or stopping somewhere where he's seen some young boys selling water.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to give them $20.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids were not too satisfied about the $20. They each wanted $20, and he refused to do that and went about his day. Okay, Max, let us know how you feel about that.
I feel like... If you're going to draw attention to yourself doing some kind of thing like that, you're going to pull up in a $400,000 car and you're pulling up to a place where
a group of young kids, these
young kids could be doing all kind of shit, but they out there selling water. You feel me? Now, if you're going to pull up, you know, these are fans. Some people are happy with an autograph, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But to go spit $20 at a bunch of little kids like here, you know what I mean?
Split it.
He might as well have been throwing out quarters.
For sure.
For that, don't pull out no money. Say, what's up? Okay, I'll take a couple pictures and they'd have been just as happy.
Mm-hmm.
Possible.
Hmm.
So you're saying he should have not even offered money in that case?
No.
Just offered a picture. Yo, take a pic, give an autograph.
Yeah.
You think?
The way you be tossing money everywhere, just tossing money like it ain't shit. You can't toss it to these kids trying to make money.
All right. I'll give my opinion on it. I think I had enough time to really... Let it settle in my head.
No, me too.
I fuck with Meek Mills. Some things he's done is questionable. But everybody does questionable things in their life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what the state of mind people are in when they make these choices. But most of Meek's career that I've seen a solid guy. I've seen a solid dude. Mm-hmm. I've seen how he treats his team. And to me, that's most important than how he treats society. But because society has been wrong to him. And he understands, if you seen he posted, these kids get money. You know what I mean? So, trust me, the little $20 was nothing to them. Like, that's what he said. So, with that being said, even though he didn't know. I have two ways of looking at this situation.
I as well.
So, because I've been in this situation, I do this shit all the time. So I would walk into a store or I would walk by, and I've done this multiple times. So I can remember a few times. So one time a kid was selling candy right by a store that I walked in. Young African-American kid. I walked through. He offered me candy. I was going into a store, so I didn't want candy. I just passed him up. Went in the store, got what I was going to get. In my head already, I'm debating.
Should I?
What am I? Not should I, but what am I? What is it? Because I'm trying to get deep with this shit. Like,
even into
saying that, in as I go into the store, I already know psychologically this kid is outside trying to make a dollar with the candy. So I'm in the store, I buy what I gotta buy, and I'm contemplating what I'm gonna give this kid.
Okay.
And I happen to give him...
change left over.
No, I gave him $5.
Okay.
I told him to keep it. I don't want
candy.
Your hair, little man. Yeah, keep
the candy.
Yeah,
keep the candy. $5.
Right.
I could have gave him 10. I could have gave him 20.
No, I feel you.
But I felt 5 was reasonable.
That's understood. Yeah, you have because, the cause. That's like
I mean, candies, I don't. I'm not Meek Mills. I don't got millions of dollars.
No doubt. Right. But you bought 3 candies. Boom. Basically.
You ain't pulling up in the
Phantom. And I don't want the candy.
No, I got you.
I'm not pulling up in the Phantom, but I do have a rich mentality. You know what I'm saying? So listen. I'm not done. So I'm trying to get into the psychology of this shit. Because you got to really think of the psychology of Meek Mills in this certain instance right here. Of how he's been treated and maybe something clicked in him in that moment. Because I felt like $5 was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For what he was selling. He was selling dollar candy. So I bought 5 and I don't even want it. I don't want what you're selling.
Right?
Take this. Take this and get to your goal faster. You know, if you had to sell 10, now you got to sell 5.
Okay.
Could I have gave him more money? Yes, I could have gave him more money. But I felt that was enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another situation was a football team. And they were in East Orange, actually. In what's that road? Coming off 280, going that when you come off 280, you make that right to go to your house. What's that road?
Park Ave.
Park Ave. It goes into 280.
It's Park Ave. Oh no, that's.
That it has a train station right next to it.
Oh, all right, no, I'm talking about.
On the right hand side, and you go down. We got to go down, and we make the right under the train station. All right, so that in that area, there's a group there of young boys with
football jerseys
on, uniform. So, I gave them $20. They were souped up. Right? I gave them money for a cause.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I could have gave 100.
Yeah.
But I gave 20. I felt 20 was a good donation.
Yeah, like, I got $20.
Because everybody gives $1.
Yeah.
In this case, in those cases, people drop change and give $1. Mm-hmm. So 20 is very generous.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very generous.
I totally agree.
Just passing by to give $20. Some people give $1. Some people give change. 20. Mm-hmm. Now, psychologically, in my mind, 20 is a generous enough for an average person donation to this cause, because it's jerseys. You know, they use that money for jerseys, for equipment, for this, for that, for da 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 da. The kid in the corner hustling candies is not really hustling
for a cause.
Not saying it's not for a cause, because sometimes
but everybody got a cause.
It's to get the candies. It doesn't cost much to get. The uniform, it costs as much. Mm. Right? Now, let's get to Meek Mill's. Meek Mill's probably thought, I give these kids $20. They could go out and buy $20 worth more cases of water. Mm. Or, he could have been like, I just bought the whole case for them. That's what's good. He probably didn't go into that situation.
I just bought them trying some more cases of water, some chips.
You know?
Fuck y'all talking
about. But. When you make a name for yourself for throwing money away, basically, he goes everywhere and throws money. And you pull up in the Rolls Royce, and this can't be the best neighborhood. You got a bunch of kids outside selling water.
He
pulls up, and he's not even in this, so he's in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
So what you were saying, Max?
Oh, I'm not. Where was I?
You was at the.
You was at the Meek Mill.
You were in Atlanta. You pull up.
You in Atlanta? You like whip,
and you throwing money.
Like, all right, check it out. Look, if he had just. Like I said,
think he should have gave $100.
I think he should have just pulled up and said what's up, and that's it.
Took some pictures with them.
To
little dude
to,
about to get that money.
To just like listen, man. You talking about fans that see you like they follow you on Instagram and all that shit. You tossing money. Yeah. You doing all that good shit. You going to strip clubs, throwing bitches money and all that good shit.
I'm sure he has, but he doesn't really show that. Side of him, like he doesn't show himself throwing money on bitches. I never really seen him boasting about throwing money on bitches.
I see videos of Meek in a strip club.
I seen videos of Meek in a strip club, but it's not something that he boasts.
He doesn't boast about it, but it's included in his lifestyle. In his upbringing.
You're right. He probably throws about $5,000-$10,000 in the strip club.
Look. It'd be
but
different.
Them bitches is hustling too. They hustling.
Look, but that's a night. Look, I don't have nothing against that.
No,
because
but
he's out to do his thing. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go out and spend money. You're going to spend money on whatever the fuck you want to spend money on. You feel me? Yeah. Now, if you're going to pull up and you're going to start filming yourself on Instagram and you're gonna pull up to the less fortunate. Like really? You could $20 he might as well have taken change and tossed it outside. For them kids. Really?
Yeah.
Whether it's buying your case or not. How you know they all went in on the same case. You feel me?
True.
They might have got an 8-pack. Each. You never know. Like $20, y'all split
it.
So
I give $6.99.
Right. Say the most case. So who you give more credit to? I'm gonna give y'all a nice question right here.
Go ahead.
You give more credit to Meek Mill in this situation or 6ix9ine? 6ix9ine goes in the hood and gives out $100 bills, like a few hundred though. Like
I've seen him doing that hundreds. Shit in the Caribbean.
And Dominican Republic. Situations. And DR in
two,
your country.
Two different situations. You can't compare.
He was going in cribs giving racks.
You can't compare the two. You can't compare the two. You cannot. Sorry, you can't. You cannot compare the two. Two different situations.
What's the... There's no different situation. Kids come up to him and he gives out money. Kids came up to Meek and he gave out $20.
Nah, it wasn't seeking.
Meek is a stand-up solid guy.
He wasn't seeking attention.
6ix9ine's a rat.
6ix9ine was trying to seek attention.
Nah, yes. That's a nah.
Yes, come on, man. That he's was done, during that whole walk back. Yeah,
bro, he's been doing that.
Nah, man. He was seeking attention, dog.
Nah. I don't think he was, yo, man. I don't think he was seeking it. He was, really
he was light
that.
Shining. He was light shining. Because he had too much light on him already. And he was
but
just
he did
like,
it.
So my, but Meek, but
it wasn't fake money. It wasn't fake money.
Instagram was it? Hold on, hold on. But Meek, and I'm talking about the situation at hand. Compared to why,
ask, but
why
answer
Ram
the question.
You
ducking the question.
I'm not
who
ducking the question.
Who gets more credit in this situation?
I'm not ducking the question. I'm. This is my rebuttal. This is my rebuttal to that. Meek did this. This is different. Meek pulled up on his kids. 6ix9ine didn't pull up on his little niggas.
Yes, he did. He walked in their hood.
He was on vacation.
No, he wasn't. No. He was shooting a video.
He was there for something.
He
was on
shooting
vacation.
A video. And he walked into the hood. I was like, whoa, this nigga's crazy.
Yeah, Meek was going somewhere.
He went into this the hood was just and was just handing out money.
This is it's still handing different. It out. It's still different. It's still different.
Mm. He was on foot at that.
At that, I get that. Now, Meek's situation. Hundreds. Meek was driving. Meek pulled up on his little kids. They were selling water. Meek gave him a dub. Them little dudes like, yo, can we get a little bit more? Meek probably felt like, yo, maybe the way they ask. We don't know. We didn't see.
Meek was supposed to pull up. If you going to pull up, drop that window. You supposed
he
to.
He probably
those
was.
Kids, those fans out there, yo. He was supposed to change their life that day. And I don't mean give them yo. Money. I don't mean give them money. Say something that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
A picture. Listen,
you understand? Listen, say some good shit and then maybe give them some $20 and yo, dude, this what you do, you know, blah, 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 all that hustler shit.
Yeah, with this
talking,
$20,
that's
go
what
buy
he's supposed to be doing.
I really
he was supposed to explain
hear.
To them what
I
the $20
is. Exactly. I really have
like,
to
yo,
hear.
Here, take these $20, buy exactly. five more cases of water.
Yo, listen,
that's what he was supposed
this,
to do.
But this is what I'm
and,
saying.
And split
did
that.
Did we watch all of it? Was that all of it?
Because think about it.
Was it all of it? All of that video that we watched, was that all of that video? We don't know.
I'm sure.
We don't know if them kids probably came off crazier than me, dog. We don't know if he just gave
they,
that 20 for the
did.
Moment.
They
hold on.
They kind of did.
Hold
yeah,
on.
They did.
Hold
they
on.
Did.
Hold on.
And we then
don't
he
know.
Dubbed him.
Hold on. We don't know if he gave him that dub for the moment and was going to break bread a little bit more until they said something slick.
Yeah.
We don't know. We can't just automatically go off what dude showed us in his video.
I go.
Why
I don't
know. Put yourself I didn't see in the whole position? Video. Why put yourself in the position?
Maybe he did, man. You see, he cleaned it up. He probably stopped and peeled back.
So you think it was?
He probably
don't
stopped
put
and peeled
in
back.
The position.
I'm gonna tell y'all.
Like I said, he didn't even have
I'm gonna
to put
tell y'all
anyway.
A story. I'm gonna tell you a story.
Never know, man.
I'm gonna tell you a story.
He probably knew he fucked up.
I'm gonna tell you a story. I recently did this.
You?
Yes, me.
I know. Oh, okay, go ahead.
I recently did this. I was in Patterson going to visit my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled up into a McDonald's. It was pouring, raining. Pouring. As I pull up to the drive-thru window, well, drive-thru thing where you order your food, behind it was a homeless guy. Had to be late 30s. He was young. He didn't even have an old face. So I seen him there just bundled up like this, sitting down.
Sick.
And I'm in my car. And I was like, yo, you hungry? He was like, nah. I'm good, puppy. Thank you. So I had a pair of white Air Forces. And they were a little dirty from working in the studio. And I had a jacket and a sweater on. I practically got naked. Took off my sneakers, my jacket, my shirt. And I had an umbrella in the car. So first I gave him the umbrella. I was like, yo, papi, take the umbrella. Oh, good looking. Boom, now he had cover. So he hooked it up to where he had cover, where he was at in the corner. And when I seen him do that, I'm like, he's still wet. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck. Took off my kicks, nigga. Yeah, I'm at the drive-thru. There's people behind me. Nah, they didn't blow the horn. Motherfuckers is looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm just dismantling myself right there. Gave them all my shit. But I had clothes. I had a pair of Hirachis in the car. Mm-hmm. I had shit in the car. I just I looked in my car. I'm like, oh, I got mad shit in here.
Why you just give them the shit that was in the car?
What do you mean? Because what I had on was for the studio.
Okay.
I had clothes that I was working with. It was like work clothes.
Okay.
It was, you know, it was dry. Yeah, it was a sweater.
Yeah.
A jacket that, you know what I mean? My sneakers were, they wasn't white Air Force. It was dirty. They had.
I got you. I feel you.
But it was dry.
I feel you. It was right there. It was that moment.
It was dry.
It was that moment. I got you.
He was like, yo, thank you so much, bro. I was like, yo, man, it's just crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? So.
You wasn't getting wet taking it off?
Yes.
So you was giving them wet clothes?
No. I took it off in the car.
Oh, got you.
I had to get out the car to give it to him. Yeah. I gave him the umbrella first.
Got you.
So he could cover up.
Got you.
Then I went back in the car, took my shit off, and passed it to him. And he grabbed it. I was like, yo, you know what I mean? Get yourself right. But what I'm saying is this. You really never know in that moment what you're going to give anybody.
True.
I could have just gave that dude food. I could have just gave him $5.
You could have just gave him a blessing and told him, yo, be safe. Be careful out here.
I could have did what I mean? I could have did what a fucking 1,000 other cars were doing.
Prior to you.
I could have just passed him right by.
Who knows how long he's been there?
I could have just passed him right by.
Yeah. Those are blessings, so, man.
But what I'm saying is...
Those are blessings.
That maybe... You know, at the moment, man, you don't know what you're going to give. You don't know. Like, you don't know. Maybe he felt $20 was good enough. So what? I'm a millionaire, like... See, that wouldn't be me, though. What I would have done in this situation, Max, you good? What I would have done in that situation, me being Meek. I can't put myself in Meek's shoes. My bad, Meek. I don't wanna say if I was you. Because I can't do that. It's not right. If it was me and I had some bread and I pulled up in a 6-figure car.
Hell yeah.
I would have most likely gave them $100 each. At least $100.
But again, we don't know, man.
But another side of me probably would not have even stopped for them. One, because I'm not in my hood. Mm-hmm. Two, I'm in a 6-figure car.
Yeah. Is what I'm saying.
So if I stop for that attention, to be like, yo, what up?
Yeah.
And talk to the hood. I might get... you got to do 100, me. You got to do 100, me. Come on, me. I know it might have been the wrong time.
And please, I don't want nobody to think
but I'm at your to... level, at your level of thinking, at your level of success, and at the level of support that you got from the people in the streets...
Level of life right now.
I'm sorry to say, my brother... But you put this upon yourself. Your tax bracket is $100 and up, bro. You can't go under that. You can't. Your tips have to be 100 and better, bro.
Listen.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Grimps.
Your tip in life, me, with the money you ask. Hold up. With the money you're making, got to be 100 and better. If you're going to pull a dollar out your pocket to compensate anyone for anything, it gotta be 100 and better. I don't give a fuck if they serving you food. I don't care if they parking your car. I don't give a fuck if they rolling your blunts, my nigga.
But he not compensating.
The minimum compensation.
They selling waters. You understand?
He's compensating them for hustle, being little hustlers.
He could have said something to them and said, "Yo, how many waters you got there?"
Oh, yeah? Bam. Bought all of them. That's it. And not even take no water, like you said.
Yeah, I've done that, yeah. I've done that.
That's how you do that shit.
Yeah, but I really want to know if so that was the whole video. So it's still a
good... But that's what he did.
How do you know?
They just wanted more. Because that's what happened, Max. They were selling water. Probably one kid went up to him. Not noticing. He gave one kid 20, you know, bought the waters. And they probably was like, that's Meek Mill. Like, yo, what's up? Like, yo, you Meek Mills. Like, give me, you know what I mean? Like, yo, chill, son. I just, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of them.
You can't forget, Meek Mills is still a street kid, bro. Yo, 50 Cent probably hasn't even got it fully together, bro. Like,
I was under the impression he pulled up to this corner.
These kids are getting rich fast, Max.
What if the little dude had ratchets on him, yo?
But 50 Cent,
50 Cent
got up out his shit.
Well, he's doing better now, but yo, bro, it took him a long time to get his mentality off the street shit, bro. And reacting in street manner. Meek probably reacted in street manner.
How many times did he get shot?
Nine. Okay. Meek probably wasn't in the position or in the state of mind to really be and really think and know where the fuck he's at in life. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he still probably took that situation like he in the street. Like, yo, nigga, get away from my car. Like, don't touch my car.
But, dog, he turned his own phone on his Instagram or whatever the fuck that shit was to do this, to pull over in his $400,000 car. Like, it's not like it was some...
He did.
Like, he was setting the stage.
And I wish we could watch it.
It made him look bad.
I think it made him look bad. I just think the situation didn't go the way he planned it to go.
Possibly.
maybe a couple pictures or something. I mean, because it's very possible he
if that was all he had on him?
Maybe that's the thing. He only had a black card on him or some shit.
That's what I'm saying. What if that was all he had?
Well, you got something you're going to swipe this card with? Nah. But at least, you know, take a couple pictures. Or they're going to be happy as hell. They got pictures with fucking Meek Mill by his car. That's it.
He said, yo, what if he was...
He didn't have to pull no money out.
What if he only took the car off to spin around a block because it wasn't driven so long and they told him to move the oil?
Could have been anything.
And everything was in the crib where he was at.
He didn't have to get into an argument with these little ass niggas.
Like, for real, though. Think about that, man.
I'm just saying, you know, sometimes people forget who they are. At a moment.
Sometimes.
And you gotta forgive them for that.
Not who they are. From what I understand.
You gotta forgive them for that. Yo, bro, even
but he under the microscope.
Yo, mm-hmm. But look, how many times that caused somebody's life? That decision right
under
there.
A microscope mm-hmm. is even a bigger thing.
I'm just saying, even him stopping there and opening
that
window.
Could have cost him his life. Those dudes had ratchets.
Could have cost him his
life. They're trying to rob him anything.
Those are the ones who's popping right now.
Yo, that little homie right there looked tough as shit.
Yo, you see him, right? He looked like he did a few things.
Yeah, he looked like he mad at me. He looked like he threw out every Meek Mill CD he ever owned.
Yo, you let me down, yo.
He looked like he ripping down all Meek. He looked like he got a fuck Meek Mill campaign face.
Look at him. He's like, and I rap, and I want to show you.
He about to start rapping just for that.
Meek dissed us. He gave us $20, yo. We couldn't even go to Roscoe's.
And he didn't even give it to the homie. He was the first one at the car. The other kid got the bread and bounced.
Yeah, because he ain't even in the picture.
He moved away real quick. He was like, dude. He grabbed it.
I got the dub.
He thought he was going to get the talk, like the pity talk. Like, yo, come on, Meek. He forgot about them 20. He wanted his own 20. That's what happened.
His heart hurt right there.
That's what happened. Look what happened. I got you the whole story. Just looking at this shit right here. All
right. You can't see this. So right here.
Look, some right here, right?
My dude.
What?
You gonna pull up and you whip all these cats?
Pull up. Forget that.
You gonna pull out $20?
Bro, just and
let them skate off of it.
Just think about it, though.
He grabbed that 20. He was out.
He hated it. You ever seen that?
He's not even in the picture no more.
Yo, you ever seen a meme of Homer Simpson disappearing in the bush?
Yo.
You see? Yo, son did that.
Yo.
Yo, he really did that.
It was tight.
That's why he was mad.
His snatch game.
That's why.
His snatch game.
Was serious.
What?
He said you shouldn't have did that. He said, yo, that's what I'm saying.
Them cats would have been fighting amongst each other for them $20.
Yo.
Nah, but you can't be mad at Meek. Meek probably peaked that, son. He peaked that.
Yo, that shit went like this.
We gotta see this again.
Yo.
Yo, we about to hold up.
Well, you can't air this on the Brad Rock, though.
Why not?
It's conflict, man. You might get flagged.
And we ain't getting flagged.
Alright.
We ain't getting flagged. Now hold on. We ain't getting flagged. No commercials. It's all good. No commercials. It's about to come on right now. The Brad Ross in motion.
Okay, let's go.
We could talk about
put this up
right
closer
here.
So it can
no,
hear.
No, we don't really have to. Alright, so
look, there you go. It happened already. It's done. It's gone already.
Now they're gonna show it again. Oh look, look at the memes they're doing. You know, so we got Meek Mill. Look at son right here. He about to get the dub. He sees Meek. He know, look right there. Bang, he got the dub. He tried to get it. He said, come on, chill. Look, he about to fall back.
See, that's what it was right there. Who messed it up for him?
Come on, Meek.
He messed it up for him. He didn't like the way dude reached in the car.
Hey, I gotta split that money, man.
You see? He don't feel like, yeah, see how he reached in the car like that, though.
Son was out already.
Nah. I'm with you, Meek.
So people are talking against it, but what? Oh,
get out of here, man!
You have to watch that again. That's a disgrace. You have to watch it again. Meek later replied
to. Nah, yo, because listen,
son
man.
Son took that $20 and he was out of there.
Nah, listen.
And Meek did right, Meek money.
You think that dude that took the $20 was planning or splitting it with anybody?
He definitely wasn't.
Y'all missing the point,
but
yo.
But that Meek might have felt some type of way.
Y'all missing the point, yo.
That what?
Son did
he
that.
He let dude do it?
Nah, yo. Not exactly, Grams, to some degree, but nah, y'all missing the point, yo. I see it now.
Shouldn't
why he
have
did
pulled
that.
Out no money.
Exactly, and the way Lil Dude reached in a car like that.
So
real talk, we're gonna reenact this real quick.
Who's wrong?
We're gonna reenact this real quick, Grams, real quick.
He
hold on.
Pulled out the dough is what I'm saying.
Nah.
So you think
he
should have
pulled out the dough.
You think they seen a knot and was entitled
yeah, they
to that?
Did, yo. But little dude
so
reached in the car, dude. He reached in the car and grabbed the money.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think Meek had that. I don't even think Meek gave him the money. I think somebody.
Nah, he did. Because he said, y'all split that $20.
His man said that.
Nah. Whoever it was said that. I don't know, yo. That was sorry. I'm just saying, man. Yeah, man, that was rude.
You pulling up
that was
the Phantom in the hood. And
son right
you
here,
see
though.
Them, they hustling their water, my nigga.
This kid right here with the gray hoodie, he gonna come out with a diss record on me.
A gray hoodie, maroon hat, and the blue mask on his chin.
He was mad.
Wow.
He was mad. He wasn't feeling that.
Why they look older there? And those shots right there. And they were younger.
They don't, but, all right, so Meek ain't the type to just give money out to his fans.
Mm-hmm. Well, regardless of that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, regardless of that.
Why put yourself in that position?
I think that was disrespectful
that
little dude reached to the car like
that. He's never done that. Like, that's not his thing. That's not something that he does.
Why try?
And if anybody hears me and agrees with me.
Why try?
Please.
He didn't try to give out money to anyone. All he did was try to purchase.
Yeah, purchase.
What they
had buy some of their products.
He wasn't there to give out money, Max. You feel me? That's the difference in the mentality of what's going on right here. People thought he was just giving out. All right, you could have
buying water.
But he wasn't just giving out money to people. I'm not a celebrity that gives out money to people. I don't just give out my money.
Yeah, he kind of does.
You can say he does if you're looking at what he spends his money on as shit. But he might feel a different way about what he spends his money on. I might want to spend my money on bitches and liquor and all that because it makes me happy.
It's on him, but that's what I'm saying. He shouldn't...
Giving out money to strangers might not make me happy.
I feel
so don't pull out no dough.
But he had to because he wanted to buy something.
Water. He was buying water from them, yo.
My dude.
He bought all their water.
What he going to do?
What, they're supposed to give him the water for free?
What he supposed to do? Give everybody $20 just because they were there?
Like I said, you're pulling up in the hood.
Max, you're not an artist that gives out money, though.
Okay, but that's what I was saying. That's why you, right? You say something. You talk something that they can remember. You mm-hmm. understand?
Yeah.
Oh, you're definitely right on that.
Like, not pulling out money, because now you're making it a monetary
thing. So now y'all got something you're making better. Y'all about money. You with y'all real quick.
Like, oh, shit. And dude reached in, grabbed whatever maybe dude was reaching out.
Yeah, that was disrespectful,
yo. The kids were wrong, now that you're saying that. Because yeah, Meek pulled up. That's what I said, yo. Pulled up. Mm-hmm. He's not wrong for pulling up on him. He wanted to do what he did.
His due diligence.
He seen the kids with water. He knows that water, that pack of water costs $3.
$6.99, possibly.
$4.99, let's
whatever.
Say.
Whatever. Yeah, they call okay. that Publix. Yeah, whatever.
So he gave him a dub.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when he said split it with your homies, he mm-hmm. probably meant like, yo, buy 4 or 5 more cases.
Mm-hmm. And get your bread up.
Get your bread up with your homies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Feed all y'all, yo. All y'all get money.
He from the hood. You think they really out there making money on that water?
Yes, Max. It's only $3-$4. It's 40 waters and
it's like them selling candy.
They make $40 off $3-$4, Max.
$2 a water. Dollar. Boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Those kids don't look like they're making money on water.
You'd be surprised, Max. That's a hustle, bro.
Yeah, it is.
A hustle. Listen, Listen, let me tell you something.
Kylie Burning, whatever.
Max, there's a dude in Brooklyn. He got knocked for this shit. He had young kids that age, like that, selling candy, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Talking about they is for school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he had in every train station, bro. Mm-hmm. 15, 20 train stations. Mm-hmm. Like drugs.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Is that right?
Why not?
It's jobs. We pay taxes.
There's people out there. There's people out there in Journal Square.
But they making money? Was the kids making
like money?
Acting
like they're bums. Acting like they're homeless.
Yeah. And guess what?
That's called panhandling.
Then you see them jumping into their cars and
that's called panhandling. And it's legal. What about that?
There's people that own those people too.
And it's legal.
Max, there's people that own those motherfuckers, my nigga.
Yeah, they do percentage.
Yeah.
Like a pimp.
Yeah.
Because look, you think about it, pimps, they get paid off.
What do you think? Yo, bro, you know where that crackdown started? On 42nd Street. They blew it up. Mm-hmm. They blew it up with the motherfucking Elmos and all that. Elmos and all that started fighting, shooting each other. Police was like, hold up, there's something going on over here. Elmo just shot Mickey Mouse, my nigga? Hold the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And they investigated and they found out that there was a cartel running the whole shit, bro. Mm. Like, if Elmo trying to take a picture with you and Mickey Mouse jump in there, bro, you trying to cut my... Yo, back up, bro. What are you doing, bro? Chill, Mickey. You wildin' right now. It's my little dollar right here, son. You wildin'. Boop, 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 boop. Like,
Mickey and Elmo fighting, dude.
Then you see the Italian dudes. You know what the Italian dudes did? They put the shorties out there butt naked, nigga.
Walking.
Fuck Elmo. Fuck Mickey.
Right deal.
Go to 42nd Street right now. You see 2, 3, 4 bitches butt naked, bro. With
not
paint.
Right, not right
You're
now.
Trying to bring it back?
Right now. Were you bugging? Why? Because it's cold. But right now, even during COVID, bro, they out there.
No, that's
facts, true. Nigga. You bugging.
Wow.
Pardon the N-word.
Wow.
Even the naked cowboys out there, bro. 2, 3 of them.
Wow.
Nah, that's true, because I be seeing, like, them
That don't
body
stop.
Body paint people, too.
That don't stop. There.
Well, I can honestly say I don't frequent New York City like that, so.
They close streets off.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's right for people to manipulate kids to sell for them. They should...
Well, hopefully they're doing it for themselves. You know, I don't know for sure, but...
Man, I'm sure the kids is making money, too.
Yeah, man. And they, and again, you know, that freeze frame we're looking at right now, they look older and they're a lot younger. They are a lot younger.
Well, here, another day at the Bread Route.
Yep.
We're just sharing our thoughts. Studio will be up soon. Visuals will be up soon.
Mm-hmm.
We thank y'all for coming along on this motherfucking ride.
Yes, we appreciate you. Each and every one of you. Continue to ride.
You feel
Route,
me?
You know what I'm saying? The yeast is growing.
It's the Bread Route.
Absolutely.
The Bread Route.
The Bread Route.
The Bread Route.
The Bread Route.
The Bread
Route's in motion.